Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. If you had the choice between growing your own food for your own meal, making the preparations for the meal, cooking it, and cleaning up afterward, or you had the option of having a free meal provided for you of high quality, the food is grown and prepared and provided, it is served to you, all the preparations are done by someone else, and everything is cleaned up by someone else. All you have to do is go to the meal and eat it. I think every one of us would go to the second one, especially if it's free. It's provided free of charge. There is nothing you have to do except come and eat and receive. But in our gospel reading for today, Jesus tells a story of people who choose the first option. They decide that they will take care of themselves and provide for their own needs, and they refuse the free gift. They decide that they will rely on their own efforts and their own works to provide for themselves, rather than receiving the free gift. You see, Jesus here tells a story of a man who prepares a great banquet and invites many. But when the time for the banquet comes, when everything is now ready and he sends out his servants to tell them that everything is now ready to bring in those who have been invited, all those who have been invited make excuses. And we are given three of these excuses. The first man says, well, I have purchased a field and I go to examine it. Now, it's a little silly if you have purchased a field, but you didn't examine it ahead of time. It's a silly excuse already on its face. But it also says that this person would rather go to this empty field, presumably empty. Presumably there is nothing yet growing in it. And you would want to grow food in that field. But it will take a long time to go from an empty field to food on the table. And he could instead go to a banquet where everything is already done. The food has already been grown and harvested and prepared and cooked and served. The second excuse is very similar. This man has purchased 5 yoke of oxen and he goes to examine them. Now again, if he had purchased them, he should have looked at them ahead of time before he made the purchase. Why does he need to go now at this time and look at them and refuse this invitation that he has been given? And furthermore, he is, like the first man, looking toward his own works and his own efforts, to what he does, rather than receiving a free gift. Those oxen will be used to plow a field so that it produces food, so that you can have food on the table that you can eat. But there's a long road from the oxen to food on the table. And then there's the third man who simply says, well, I've married a wife and I can't come. Now, he could have asked that his wife come along. He could have provided for her a free meal that neither of them have to cook, that neither of them have to prepare, neither of them have to clean up afterward. But instead, he decides that he will take care of his wife on his own, rather than coming and bringing her to this meal to which he has been invited, to receive a free gift, a meal that has already been prepared that could be provided for both him and for his wife. Once again, we see that someone decides to rely on what they will do, how they will take care of themselves, the works of their own hands, rather than coming to receive a free gift. But what does all of this mean? Why does Jesus tell this? First, let's look at why Jesus tells it to the people of that day and why he tells it still. Why it is recorded for us. First, in that day. Well, Jesus is speaking here at a meal on the Sabbath day, a day of rest when God provided for his people and said, "You are to rest and to receive the gifts that I give you, to set aside this time, to receive my good gifts." And here on this Sabbath day, Jesus is there teaching. Here, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, the Word of God made flesh, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit gave the institution of the Sabbath, is there on the Sabbath day teaching, even healing, and giving good gifts to his people. And we hear someone say on that day, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." And Jesus responds to this statement with this story. It is as if he is saying to the people who are there, yes, everyone is blessed who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. But there are those, some of whom are sitting there with Jesus, who do not think that it is actually that blessed to eat bread in the kingdom of God, who do not want to receive God's free gift in Jesus, his free gift of forgiveness of sins, but instead would like to rely on their own works, on what they would do, and have rejected Jesus. Jesus is calling to repentance these Jews who have already received the invitation. They have heard the word of God. They have heard the promises of the Messiah. They have been called to come to the banquet. Now the Messiah is here, and he is going to give them a banquet in the Lord's Supper, in his body and blood, in the forgiveness of sins, that is looking forward to the eternal feast forever. He is calling them to believe in Jesus, to be part of his church, and to come eventually to the eternal wedding feast, to eat bread in the kingdom of God, to eat it now here with his church, with his people, but then also to eat it eternally, forever, in God's presence, in the great feast of the Lamb in his kingdom. This is what Jesus is saying to those who are gathered there as he tells this story. But you know that the story goes on, because the master of the feast also says, after those who are invited refuse the invitation, that he is going to call the crippled and the poor and the blind and the lame. In other words, he is calling all of those who are weak, who cannot help themselves, who cannot save themselves, who understand their need. They're not able to prepare the food or plow the field or drive the oxen. They are being brought to this feast to receive a free gift. And he is telling the Jews before him that he has come for the outcasts. He has come for the people who understand that they are sinners and that they need the Messiah amongst the Jewish people. But the story still doesn't end there. He goes on and says that then, because the banquet hall isn't yet filled, that the servant of the master must go out and find people from the hedges and the highways. This perhaps refers to the Gentiles, the non-Jews. Jesus is saying, not only am I calling and have I invited the Jews, but I've also called all of them, the outcast, the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame, and I am going to call the Gentiles, that they may come in to this banquet hall. Jesus is teaching all of this to the people of that day, that he is offering to them a free gift, and calling them to repentance for thinking that they have better things to do. To call them to repentance for thinking or acting as though they really don't need the bread that is given in the kingdom of God. that they don't need the free gifts that Jesus offers, and that instead they can rely on their own efforts and works to provide for themselves, and that that's the answer to their problems, that that's what they need, is to work on their own, to do their own thing, and that the gifts that God gives are not really all that important or necessary. So that was that time. What does Jesus teach us today in this story? Well, it is still the case that we can treat God's free gifts as though they are not all that necessary. We can say with our lips, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But then say, "Well, it's not really all that necessary for me to come where the Lord gives out his bread, his word, and his body and blood for the forgiveness of my sins." For we who have grown up in the church, who have received the invitation, who have received God's gifts, and even received the forgiveness of sins and new life in Christ in our baptism, and when time comes week after week to come and receive God's gifts, to hear his word and receive his sacrament, to say, "Well, yes, it's blessed to receive bread in the kingdom of God, but I would rather go and do my own thing. I would rather rely on what I have to do, on the efforts of my hands. That is more important right now than receiving God's free gifts." Our Lord calls us to repentance for thinking that we do not need our Lord's free gift, because this free gift is better than just a one-time meal or banquet. The gift that we receive here provides us forgiveness and life so that we have eternal life forever. So that we have a banquet with our Lord and our Master forever, for eternity. Our Lord comes and provides a free gift in the forgiveness of sins won by Jesus on the cross, so that you might be and remain his child now and forever. Our Lord provides a foretaste of the feast to come here. And if we truly believe that this gift is better than anything that we can produce with our hands, than any of the works that we do, than any of the things that we can accomplish, then we will come with the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame, with those in the highways and hedges, understanding our need for forgiveness, and come and receive our Lord. And this will take humility. It will say, "What I have to do is not as important as receiving the gifts of my Master." It will say, "I have a need. I have a need to come here with sinners. I am there with the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame, with people who have needs. And our Lord uplifts them, upholds, heals, forgives, and gives new life." And this is why we come to church. We don't come to show off all that we have done, how good we are. We come to receive a free gift. We don't come here to offer something to God. There isn't an entrance fee to this banquet. It is a free gift that our Lord gives. And we come here primarily to receive it. Yes, we respond in thanks and praise for all that our Lord has done and has given. But the primary thing here is to come, laying down before our Lord our sins, and receiving his forgiveness. Because we need it, and because our Lord offers us a free gift to those who need it. He needs nothing from us. He has all things, but he loves you, and he wants to give you a free gift. Just like the master of this banquet wanted to give those men a free gift that they had not worked for, that they had not earned, he wants to bestow on them a free gift to come now, because everything is ready, because he wants to bless us, because it is truly blessed to eat bread in the kingdom of God. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.